Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I am coming to you from location today for this great new movie that I get to start, that everything that I've been asking for came together, just everything. Great script, great part, great people to work with, great money. I'm a happy puppy. And yes, it took about 4 to 6 weeks of constant conscious creation to create it. I had a great question about that, actually, from one of the people in our little group here. It says, I was teaching my Prosperous Meat class tonight, and he shared about the creation process taking about 4 to 6 weeks. And then he said, as the words left my mouth, I suddenly wondered why. And while they were discussing it, you know, some people had instant manifestation and some people took a little longer. And so I really took some time to look into that. And this is what the channel had to say. If there's an underlying belief, for example, no matter what I do, it doesn't work, or I am not the God of me that creates, then that belief takes precedence over all your creation. Number two, many people do the suggested work to test so they can prove how little power they have. And this has a lot to do with the beliefs above. So, you know, any doctor will tell you, people oftentimes, and especially therapists, come in and go, okay, you're not going to be able to help me, but what can you do, right? So right there, your intention is not to have your creation actually be delivered to you. This is the norm for most people who accept, don't fight, and just do it, the 4 to 6 weeks they're talking about. Consciously and consistently in each moment, which means living consciously. So if a person gets a huge aha and allows themselves to shift, it can happen in a moment. If they are fighting it, it can take longer or maybe never, as you believe it is delivered unto you. So the norm is 4 to 6 weeks, and if it isn't happening for you, look and see what belief systems might be in your way that are, overpowering what you're saying that you want. Like, no matter what I do, it doesn't work. Okay, they want me to talk to you about chakras today. Why it's so important to keep your chakras open and spinning in the right direction and in balance is because it has everything to do with your energy flow. And if the energy doesn't flow, then we aren't bringing in the highest information or understanding the highest information. We're, you know, damming up our energy, which holds it back. And energy needs to be in flow for the information to be delivered. Why do we close our chakras? Usually for protection. And if we truly know that we are the gods of us and that we are our own creators, we don't need to shut down to protect ourselves, right? When we do that, we betray the God we are. And basically what they want you, well, they want to talk about the core belief, God betrays me, I betray me. If you betray yourself, oh my goodness, I'm in a hotel and people are crazy in the hallway. That if you doubt yourself, if you say you don't know, if you're in question, you're betraying yourself. And that then leads you into the belief that God is betraying you, because you are the God of you. And if you believe that God betrays you, you are betraying yourself, because you are limiting your power as God. So I always come through for me. God always comes through for me. That's my direction. That's my claim. That's what I focus on. That's what I know. And so it is. I want to join everybody. You can be there live or you can stream it. Both at very affordable prices, guys, for my live presentation at the Hotel Indigo with John Burgos and Sarah Landon. I'm really excited about this. I hope you come forward. I hope you're there. I hope you support us. You can interact, ask your questions. I'll be going over absolutely the entire creation process. There'll be a panel in the morning. There'll be a question and answer in the afternoon. I'll be there all day. So I hope you join me either live or streaming for this great event. It's on the eBlast, and I also sent it out, and it's all also on our social media. So be there or be square. All right, we're going to go to the calls. We're going to get probably some more calls in today, and here we go. We're going to Anshul in India. You're on.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Of course. Welcome from India. My goodness.
Okay. I would like to, yeah.
Yes, please go. Please continue. What's your question, honey?
My question is that I would like to get guidance on the aspect that you just now spoke, that I am not able to connect with my inner voice. So at times I am thinking something, at other times I am doubting that and taking some another route, and finally I am not moving anywhere, kind of stuck.
Yeah.
So how to connect with my inner voice?
Okay, this is a great question, Anshul, and the first thing you have to do is say, I am connected to my guidance. You have to claim it in order to experience it, darling. So let's all stop right now and just say, I am connected to the God I am. I am the God I am. I hear clearly the messages from the God I am. We're also going to stop and say we are all and we are all connected to the highest information, the highest guidance, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. Sorry, I've got a bug in my throat. So that's the first step. And then, Anshul, you have to live consciously. And he's actually... this question is a question you all ask me. How do I do something? And this is the answer to all of you, basically, is I claim it, I set my intention for it, and then I consciously and consistently watch my thought processes. So anytime I hear myself say, I don't know, I go, ah, no, that's my old stuff. I do know. I'm claiming I absolutely know right now. And the more you do that, the more guidance will be delivered to you. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. You don't have you don't have to meditate for hours at a time, but you do have to stop when you claim something, when you ask, and remember the original meaning of ask is claim or demand. You have to then get quiet so you can hear your answer. And anytime you go into the doubt, you just come back and go, no, I know. I know that I know. And it talks a lot about this, Anshul, in Ramtha, the White Book. Let me just read you a little part here, guys. It says, you know, the atrocity of being closed-minded is that it keeps you from knowing joy. It keeps you enslaved to the illusions of man. It keeps you from knowing the glory of yourself and God. As long as you have a cloistered mind, for example, I don't know, and I doubt, and I can't connect to my higher self. You are your higher self, so you're already connected. You're just not giving yourself permission to be that powerful. As long as you have a clustered mind and live and think according to social consciousness, you will never venture into the unknown or contemplate the possibility of greater realities for fear that it will mean change. And certainly it will, because there will be more to see, more to understand, more to be a part of than there was before in a tidy world that lives and dies. As long as you accept only those limited thoughts that have been bred into you, you will never activate greater portions of your brain to receive and experience any thought other than what you have faced every day of your existence. Each time you accept a thought that is greater than what you have accepted as your standard, that thought activates yet another part of your brain into purposeful use. Each time you do that, the greater thought will offer itself as a carrier to expand your reasoning from that point. And that's why I say to you, play around with the higher thoughts of I am God, I do know, I am the frequency of clarity itself. And then your brain starts opening up to find those things for you and expand your consciousness. Did you get your answer, darling?
Anshul? Yeah, I did get.
Okay, good. Thank you so much for calling in.
Thanks.
All right, and we're going to miss Kathy in Seattle. Hi, you're on.
Hi, Dee. Happy early Valentine's Day.
Thanks. Yeah, happy Valentine's love day to all of us, for sure.
Yay. So, actually, what you were saying earlier on about the chakras was part of my question today. Is because I think when you were talking, I got a part of an answer, but I want some clarity on it. Is I've been really focusing on my heart chakra, opening it up, expanding it out. But then I'm going, why does it seem like it either always closes down or there's something like that? And then when you were talking, I got something about, well, because you're only focusing on one chakra. When you mentioned opening all the chakras, I direct all my chakras to be open. But then because I've been focusing on the heart chakra, because that's from everything that we've been talking about, is like you really need to keep your heart open. Then the thought came in, it's like, oh, all of your chakras, you need to focus on all of them. Is that correct? Or is
well,
there something
sure.
else going on that's causing?
Yeah, and I've got it. I've got it already. That's true, everything you said. You know, if we went to the heart, that would be a no-brainer, because you know you can't have part of your heart working. You can't have part of your heart open. Right? The whole heart has to work together. Well, it's very much, think of the chakras as one system. One system has to work together. So let's say, you know, the base chakra, which has everything to do with, you know, sexuality and the more earthy parts of our beingness, right? Say that's closed. that's going to affect your heart chakra in relationships, because you're in fear that your sexuality is going to be abused in some way. So that chakra closes down. Let's say your crown chakra closes down, but your heart chakra is open. You can see how that's going to diminish the work of your heart chakra, because we can't access the highest superconscious thoughts without bringing them in through the heart or through the crown chakra. So they all are going to affect each other, and they also are telling you the core belief, I'll never be good enough, so I leave. That's why it keeps shutting down. So you start saying to yourself, I'm good enough, and I complete everything. I've always been good enough. I'm God, for heaven's sakes. So I honor myself by completing everything. And then your chakras stay open.
Okay, so I claim every day that I'm, because that's come up before, is I'm not good enough. And so I am good enough. I deserve it. And I'm worth it. And I think there's the feeling of, do I really believe it? Then that's, I think that's what's cutting that short, is I don't really believe it. And it's like,
well, you
why?
Don't believe
I've claimed
it.
I've demanded it.
Yes, guys, look, the claiming it opens up the possibility for you to know it. And you're almost there, Kathy. They want to give you another core belief here. Hold on, here. Well, it's what they were taught. Every time you have a thought or a feeling that you're not good enough, you're betraying yourself around what you're saying that you want to know. Again, guys, when you make a claim, it is a direction for your energy. Sometimes you need to direct that energy consciously and consistently, well, all the time, they're saying, for that belief to finally run the show.
Okay.
And what happens is we claim it, and then something happens in our day, and we go, oh, I'm not even going to do that. I'm not up to this. I don't have the energy for this. I don't know how to do this. All of that is I'm not good enough.
Oh, okay, that makes sense.
Okay. Okay.
Yes. That way.
Well, that's good, because that helps everybody get clear, you see. So if you, and again, I urge all of you, before you get out of bed, open your hearts, open your chakras, align your hara line, claim that you are aligned with source, and then direct your day. In this day today, I claim that I know in every moment that I'm good enough, and so I stay and complete everything on my own behalf. And then if something happens during that day that doesn't match that, you've got to go back to what your direction for your day was and go, oh, I see, that doesn't match what I directed this morning. So I better, again, no, that's an old thought. That's an old belief. That's an old feeling. Don't want to put that one out anymore. What do I want to put out? I'm good enough. And that feels good. And I'm good enough. And I'll never, hold on, and I'll always complete for myself and come through for myself. And when you do that consciously and consistently, one day you wake up and it's just done. That's the way it is, Kathy. But, you know, you guys are so funny. You go, why hasn't it worked already? I've been doing this for like maybe 2 months. And I'm going, because you've been doing the other thing for 24 lifetimes.
Yeah.
You know? And so now everybody has got to come together and really be kind of tough love with reparenting yourself. It's all about reparenting yourself, okay?
Thank you. Yes.
You bet.
A lot more insights there. Thank you so very
good.
Much. I love you.
I love you too, baby cakes. Yeah, that was great for everybody. Okay, we're going to God in Colorado. I freaking love this. Well, you must have gotten it, whoever you are, God.
Yes,
hello?
God is in the room and in the house.
Good, and welcome. Hey, we were here before I brought you on. So all of God is together here, Danielle. I love it. What can we help you with?
Well, I think God wants to know why people can't really embrace and say that they are God.
Because, sweetheart, there's too much fear. And it's been going on, well, go back to Adam and Eve. Don't be too powerful. The snake will get you, you know. So it's just eons and eons of cellular memory of this. No, you say you're God. You get crucified. You get burned at the stake. You know, you get beheaded. I mean, come on. There's an amazing amount of water in our brain and in our cells, because we're over 80% water. Water holds its memory for all time. We've just simply got to, again, retrain our brain and our sense memories, and that's what we're in the process of doing.
It is so amazing to be able to say, I am God, amongst people that get it. I mean, it is so freeing and liberating.
That's why we're here, baby. You bet. That's why we're here, to give everybody a safe place to expand their knowingness and their power. You bet. And for those of you that are still kind of hitting the wall with this, again, if you say, I am the God of divine love and everything I do comes through and is guided by divine love, you cannot misuse your power, guys. You can't do it because you've directed it through love. Great. Thank you for calling in. Yeah, God, did you have something else?
Yes, I am sending love to everyone, and I am with you every moment for your highest good, regardless of what you think.
Get a big yes on that. And my God wants to remind everybody that is true, what she just said. All thought and all possibility and all space in between is you and is always with you and available to you. And you can reach up and pick any part of that limitation or expansion that you so desire. That's the beauty of the free will that we were given. Thank you for calling in, darling.
Thank you.
All right, Susan, what's up?
Hi.
Hi, babe.
Well, I've been going through some physical stuff lately, and I think it's just a cleansing thing. And I've been working with the light, which I believe I'm doing correctly. I kind of wanted confirmation.
There's something falling out with the light. So
okay.
Let me take everybody through this again, because in the private sessions, I've had a lot of questions about this. And so I want everybody to close your eyes here and picture your brain. And it doesn't matter if you know exactly what your brain looks like. Just picture whatever is given to you as a brain.
Okay.
Okay. And then, like somebody put a pin through a piece of paper, see a little pinpoint of light in your brain. And now, like a lens opens, open that up and let the light come in more and more and more and fill up your brain. This is your light. You're not bringing it in from anything. It's the light of you that you're expanding. and it's the light of your love and of your power, of your health, of your wealth, of your balance. And now allow that light to go down your brainstem and into your spine, and then send it out across all your body, your face, wherever it is that you want the light. Now, this next part, Susan, is where you're falling out on.
Okay.
You're not sending the light to fix anything or to make it better or to heal it. You are sending this light of love and knowing for the sake of sending it. Much like the red dot. We use the red dot to send love for no reason at all. For no reason but to send love. And that's what you're using the light for.
Okay, because I was sending it out to heal the...
Yeah.
That's
because let me explain to you why. So if you're sending the light out to heal something, your brain sees what?
The thing that's wrong.
That's right. So you just want to do it for the experience of filling it up with the light of love. Because where the light of love envelops everything, nothing else exists. You got it? And then
yeah.
You can send it out to the earth. Then you can send it out to all dimensions out there. And again, they're reminding everybody, 10 minutes of deep breathing every day is a huge thing you can do to maintain the stability of health and wellness within you. And the mantra that they gave us is, I am love for all energy. But you can use any mantra you want when you do that exercise. Two simple things won't take you more than 15 minutes. Okay?
Okay.
Those, all righty. So good. I'm glad we got clarity on that. Several people had asked me to go over the light again. So there you go. Thank you, darling. Hold on.
Love you. Good time.
Yeah,
with you.
There's nothing else to give you except just know that you already are health, Susan. Okay?
I am what?
I am health.
I am health.
Yeah. All right, baby. Thank you. Hello, Miss Kim. You're on. Kimmy?
Yeah, I'm here, hon. I was getting out of a film. Hello, awesome call, as we always know. But everyone on the call, I'm one of the co-founders of the Worldwide Women's Film Festival here in Phoenix, Arizona. I am calling in to let Dee know that she won Best Female Actor at our film festival for her performance in Charlie's Gift. And also, people loved the film. They loved Gabrielle's film. They talked about them a lot. So, Dee, on behalf of the committee, accept the AIR Award from me.
Oh, Kim, thank you, darling. Well, you know why I wasn't there, because I'm here out of town shooting. But, I'm just thrilled. I am just thrilled. Thank you so much, Kim. Nice to share it with the community, too.
Yeah. And, guys, if you get a chance to see these films somewhere, go see them. They're so well worth it.
You know, I'm going to ask my producers if maybe I can't put the link on the e-blast. I bet they'd let me do that now, because it's been out there for a little bit. So, yeah, I'm going to follow up and see if I'd love to share it with all of you. It's a beautiful, heart-opening little film.
Oh,
and
it's
You know, they aged me till 80, so it's kind of a kick to watch. Thanks, Kim, for coming on to share that.
You bet, and thank you.
Love you, honey. Bye-bye.
Okay, love you too. Bye-bye.
Yippee for me. Thank you, Kim, for bringing it into your wonderful festival there. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, darling.
Calling with testimonial, celebration, and question.
Okay.
So, the last time we talked, I was getting ready to pack up the kitchen at my mom's. Well, we're here. We've moved her. It's done. We got out the day we needed to be out. Successful, joyful
Woo!
Completion.
Yay. Good for you. Because I know you were in overwhelm.
Totally.
Right?
And that, it made,
yeah.
You know, I was. It made such a difference. And I finally, it just clicked in that, oh, instead of this place of, oh, my God, are we going to, I just decided, joyful, successful completion. We're it's done. We're out on time. And the synchronicities that came together, I mean, it is truly a miracle that all the things that came in to support that happening. It was amazing.
It's a miracle of your creation, Emily.
Yes. Yes.
You know, in the store, I have a great on-camera presentation that says, I am the miracle.
Yeah.
You all are the miracle that makes it happen when you live consciously. You're the miracle.
Woo-hoo.
So yippee
Woo-hoo.
For you.
Yeah. And I want to travel to Korea with my daughter. That's what's next for us.
Okay. So hold on, because my pendulum goes right to no.
Okay.
So what's the part of you that's in fear of going to Korea?
Let's see. I don't know if it's more that it's new and different and that feels scary, or if it's where's the money going to come from. I mean, I know I'm created it. I've already created the money. Completion. I'm claiming completion on that.
Okay. So if you can create the money, why can't you create your own safety wherever you go?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're taking me to the core belief, I set my little child free. So your little child is in fear of the unknown. Why would that be? Started around 3 years old with your mom. Did you go to preschool?
I did not.
Okay.
We moved.
Yep,
when I was
that's
three.
It. That's it.
Okay.
That's it. Okay. So something happened back then where, and I mean, that's totally understandable. A little three-year-old, and she's moving from the home, only home that she's ever known. You know, it's scary. She's got to go to a new room, and her friends aren't there. And so you've got to work with your little girl and go, you hold my hand. I'm in charge. We know that we're going to create it exactly the way we created it, just like moving mom.
Yeah.
Okay. So on your trip to Korea, what do you want?
Fun.
So you haven't. Yeah. The number one word is safety for your little girl.
Okay. Yep,
okay. So I'm creating this trip in joyous safety and celebration. With more than enough money, amazing experiences with my daughter. Right. And they're adding something about beautiful cultural experiences with the people of Korea.
Okay. Yeah.
So, again, when we know that we are truly in charge of our creation, that's why I'm so urging you all to direct your day before you get started. You won't believe how much more smoothly, you know, like if Christopher, if you're on, my friend Christopher, if you keep going right and the universe keeps making you go left for some reason, direct, that everything is open, that you're perfectly guided, everything runs smoothly, right? That's the day that we want, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't ever travel, ever, without directing my flight and my journey. Everyone on the plane, everyone working the plane, driving the plane, guiding the plane from anywhere in any way for the plane itself, and the air we fly through, I claim I am divine love. And I arrive safely in blank and on time. And I have to tell you, I hardly ever have a bad experience flying.
Wow.
But again, you guys know the principles. You have to apply them. Right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's your answer. Go have fun.
Oh, thank you so much. Love you.
You're welcome. I love you too. All right, Chris in Tennessee, what's up?
Hey, Dee. Thanks for taking my call. How are you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. I'm always fabulous when I'm here with you guys.
That's wonderful.
Always. So what's
okay,
up?
Okay, well, I'm asking, I'd like to see if the channel has any information for me about completion with this real estate deal that I've got going right now.
Yeah, there's one thing, and they're taking me to the words, it's possible. And I believe the last time you called in, we talked about this, Chris, if I'm not mistaken. They want you to work with your little boy in knowing that all things are possible. All of your creation is possible. Creating everything you want is possible. That's
okay, because I keep going back to that statement. You know, you said last, it was actually in the last webinar, and it was, I'm good enough, and we're doing this.
Yeah. And just add, it's possible. It's your little boy that goes, oh, God, I don't know if I can have all this, and I don't know if this, you know. And
well, I know I can have it, but.
When I say you know it's possible, possible is the highest word, Chris. So I know I can have it, and the possibility of me having it within you are two different things. I'm God, and it's all possible. I am reaching up into the super conscious thought of it's all possible. And they just keep reiterating, teach your little boy that, because it's your little boy who's in doubt. You, the adult, Chris, are not in doubt. But the little boy, Chris, is. Okay?
It's weird. It's like, you know, sometimes I wake up in the morning and, like, when I wake up, it's like the first thing that's on my mind is like, oh, my gosh, how am I going to, like, make this happen? You know what I mean?
Well,
I have to, like,
but
consciously
that's
redirect that. My brain.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. And that's what we're all doing, Chris. So don't look at it as a burden on you. Look at it as, wow, here's another opportunity. I'm learning this stuff. I'm getting it down perfectly. In this day-to-day, all of me, including my little Chris, knows it's all possible. And it's completed, and I'm joyful about it. Okay? It's a process,
okay,
baby. Enjoy the process, Chris, instead of beating yourself up about it, because it'll be in place a lot faster if you feel good. Thank you, darling. All righty, and we're going to Maria in San Francisco.
Good morning. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome so very much.
I'm moving forward, but receding here and there. I went to the ER to deal with my seizures. I had a full-on seizure during an EEG, and it was a repeat exercise in abandonment. I was able to observe the whole time and realize what was going on, so I was able to be emotionally detached. So
I get a yes on all that, by the way.
Okay. Yes, it was.
So what's your question, darling?
So my question is, I'm wondering if I should just stop the whole modern medicine and just focus on self-healing. I get the messages in my dreams, which I can sometimes discern and sometimes I can't. And so that's also part of my question, is how to figure out what messages I am getting.
Well, they want to address the dreams first.
Okay.
And the way they explain dreams to me and have me explain dreams to my clients is that everything in the dream is you.
Right.
Okay, everything is a part of you. The stairs, the smoke, the rainbow, everything is you. If that helps you discern what your dreams are. I'm not a doctor, so I cannot assess for you whether you should stop seeing a doctor or not. But energetically, they want to give you one thing that is a trigger for these seizures, and it's about you feeling out of control.
Mm-hmm.
Does that resonate with you?
I think so, because when I try and do healing, I'm on the call now, they're increasing in certain ways. Goes from tics to spasms to just random movement. So, yeah, there's a variety of triggers, actually.
Okay. So that's my next thing to give you, is you have defined yourself as, I am the God of Maria that has seizures. And I have seizures any time I feel like I might be out of control. Okay? So you have to redefine yourself, Maria. Is what's the opposite of having seizures for you?
Peace.
Okay. I am the God of Maria who is always in peace. That's who I am. Now, you're not lying to yourself. You are directing your energy to be what you want it to be. I am the God of me that creates me as peace. I'm literally the frequency of peace. And when I am in that state, I am in control of my creation. See, the seizures take you out of control, right? They take you out of being able to control and manifest your body in the way you want. So you have to start defining yourself as what you want instead of the reality that you believe you are in right now. Remember, your present circumstances have nothing to do with your future creation, unless you keep dragging them with you, guys, and then you will not shift. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So I want you to work with that. Maria, and I'm saying this to all of you, you are your highest answers. So you need to look within and ask that question for your highest good about the doctors. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right, darling. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
All right, Miss Wendy in New York.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, baby.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I,
what's up?
I'm fairly new. This is the first time I've ever talked to you.
Well, whoopee!
I'm wondering why it is that every time I try to try something new and I feel very motivated and inspired, it seems to last for a short period of time, and it's almost like a switch. It just turns off, and that motivation and inspiration is just gone.
Yeah,
particularly
we're going
in
back
area
to,
weight loss.
We're going back to I'll never be good enough, so I leave.
Okay.
And leaving means I quit, or somebody gets in my way and takes it away, or I don't have enough energy, or somehow you create leaving the very creation that you want. Now, that's a way you abandon yourself, and because you're God, then the God of you abandons you by going, oh, I'm not going to be good at this. I can't do this. I never complete anything. And so it's going to fall out. Right? Okay, that's
I
the first.
I do have that nothing works for me thing.
Well, then you've got to start saying the opposite positive.
Right.
Everything works for me. I'm good enough and I complete everything. And that's my direction to me. And I'm going to prove to myself that I follow through with that. So it's a true statement that you have and can lose weight when you choose to eat the right way and stick to it. Is that a true statement?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. So you know that you can do it. You just abandon yourself doing it. So don't say, I can't do it. But the key word in the first thing you said to me, baby, was try.
Oh, yeah.
So I say to all of you that are sitting down, try to stand up. You either stand up or you don't stand up. You either stay eating well or you don't. And if you don't, you haven't committed to yourself to follow through. So that then the ego comes in and goes, oh, you know, no matter what I try, you know, I still keep the weight on. Well, yeah, because you go back to eating crap.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you keep the weight on, right?
Right, right.
Okay, and if you're the God of you, who made that choice, Wendy?
Me.
You did. You bet.
Yeah.
So it all comes back down to self-love, guys. Do you love yourself enough? We have a theme going here in the show, in case you haven't noticed, about completion.
Uh-huh.
I'm good enough and I love myself enough to give me what I want.
Nice.
You know what worked really well for me when I was doing my series is I would eat really well all during the week, and then I would give myself one day on the weekend to binge, where I could have hamburgers, and I could have pancakes, you know?
Yeah. Yeah,
but
that's a good idea.
Really, baby, you got to quit saying I can't, because the truth is you can, you're just not. So start saying I am completing this, and I love myself to do this, by God, and I want to love myself more, so I'm going to do it. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right. You can do this.
Thank you so much.
Get on it. You bet.
Okay, well, thank you.
You bet. Okay, Mitt Kirk, what's up? Wow, two times in a month. I'm honored. What's going on?
Hey, sorry about the sound quality. I heard the playback last week. It's a little garbly.
I didn't know if you were on a cell or what, but anyway, it's okay. What's up now?
I got two things. One is, just sharing a little.
Well, share, please.
Okay.
Absolutely. Laughter opens everything up.
I've gotten into the habit of, at the very minimal, directing my day of I am divine love, and I am divine light, and I am fun, even to the point where if I've only gotten 2 hours of sleep and I wake up face down in the pillow, I start, I am this. And I imagine it like waves going out. I don't know if I should apologize for the imagery, but if you imagine from the old nuclear blast films the way those waves travel out, I imagine my waves of love going out, and at this point they go all the way around the world and reflect back. And then when I say I am divine light, basically whiteness spreading out in waves all around the globe and coming back.
Yep. And if you want another image, guys, the ocean works the same way.
Yeah.
A wave goes out and out and out and out and out and out. Right? So
yeah.
That's it. And did you hear the key words? Coming back. I send my light out, and it always returns. That's science. You send energy out in any direction, with any direction, it will be returned to you. So the more anger you send out, the more anger you're going to get back. The more thought of I'll never be good enough, so I just give up and leave everything, the more it will come back to you in your reality of your life. Okay? Awesome. That was an awesome, yeah, beautiful, Kirk. Thank you for that, baby.
All right. Hey, everybody, feel good. We talk about it all the time. Talked about it for years, and sometimes we go in and out of phases where we're more in touch with it. And I can tell you firsthand testimonial that I've been focusing more on the feeling than ever before. And
yep.
it's gotten a little more generic in the sense of, well, I want to feel that way. If someone else has a success that I wish I had, after I check myself in the reaction, it's like, well, I want to feel like that too. What a great role model to present what I want. And when things don't appear to be going the way I would have directed them, I know that if I had to direct every single action that brought me my greatest successes and my greatest joys, I didn't have enough information to do that. But if I focus on the feeling, then I can allow other things to fall into place to bring them to me.
Yeah, and we've often said the universe responds to your feeling even more than your words, right?
Yeah.
When you think a thought, you get an emotional attachment. That's an electrical signal that you send out to the ionosphere that gets bounced back to you. So, yeah, thanks, Kirk. All good stuff. Thank you, darling.
Talk to you soon.
Oh, I hope so. And congratulations to all your great art successes there, too. Oh, my gosh, guys. I went as fast as I could, and I almost got everybody. Well, I've even got some callers here, and the names aren't up. But we have to go. We're out of time. Live consciously, guys. I want you to be tough love with yourself in a fun way and work with your little kids inside. For the most part, they're running the show. You know what you want. Get them on board, okay? Love them. Take care of them. Guide them. You know, be very clear with them that you are one and you are directing the show that you want, and they need to get on board. Love them into it. They want to come with you. They're just scared. And until we meet again, love yourselves and love yourselves and love yourselves more and more and more and more and more. Because I'm telling you, that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, the Empowerment Channel at the Connect Me Radio Network. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, UBN Universal Broadcasting Network, plus News for the Soul Broadcasting. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.